Hi. Gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. Hi, I found a neat little way to be in, as you see here. I got four Christian chat rooms online here. You can see them moving up and down. The Christians are chatting away. It's amazing what they say in these Christian chat rooms. And then, of course, they'll pop up to me and talk to me. Some of them are pretty nice, and other of them are just, they just want to make sure they say to me that I'm going to hell if I don't repent. They'll tell me that gay is sin, but you know something? They don't even listen. If I tell them, or if I ask them, you know, please explain to me. I mean, you're coming to me, telling me to repent. You're telling me that gay is sin. The least I would hope you could do is explain the Bible to me. Explain the verses that you say gay is sin. But you know something? It just doesn't happen. You know, that's part of the reason why I wanted to. So, see, there's somebody that popped up right there. Their name was just faggot, so that means they wanted to pop up and just condemn like crazy. You know, some of them are just really mean. But, you know, that's why I want to come on here, maybe here on YouTube here, and try to get some of you to try to think about when you condemn gays, when you say the Bible condemns gays, that you have some sort of explanation that you can tell me the verse, that you can tell me the word. Which word? You know, there's Hebrew and there's Greek words in the Bible. Jesus did walk on this earth at one time, and we know about when, you know, 2,000 years ago. And we also know about Moses. Moses was here. He went up for 40 days, came back down, and he just busted those old Ten Commandments. Down, threw them down on the rocks, because all the Hebrew people were pottering. They made gold images, a cow, to, you know, they were having a good old time worshiping the other gods and everything. So Moses had to go back and spend another 40 days with God. So Moses spent 80 days with God. First five books of the Bible in Hebrew. We got information. We know what the words meant back there in Moses' day. Not the evolved Hebrew of today, but we do know the ancient words that were written in the Bible. We know what they mean. So you can go back. You can study. It's easy. Just any person can just click a little couple clicks on the computer. And guess what? You know what the word means. So you can't play with the words. You know, favorite word is sodomite. You just can't play with the word sodomite. You gotta actually use the word as it was used in the Bible. By Paul and by Moses. And by anybody else in those days. And it meant male temple prostitute. Come on, people. If you want to say gay is sin, come on, people. Explain it. What do you think? The word is the living word of God, so somehow by osmosis, something like that, it'll just kind of ooze onto us. Somehow another, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal it to us. But why are you so complex in your translating or talking or defining or going into ancient language and so forth about anything to do with Jesus? But you won't do it about gays. Why? What is inside? Have you ever thought about your nature? Why you won't study about gays in the Bible? Find out what real gays were. How were gays talked about in the Bible? I mean, don't you care? Apparently not. So this is why I'm coming on to you. Because look at that. Gobs of Christian chat. I'm in these chat rooms all day. Look at that. I got them all going at one time. And if I spend a little, just, you know, hit a, just say, even say, HMMM, then all of a sudden I'm overwhelmed with private chats. I got a couple of the little windows down here. See, I could bring it up here. And they got a list of people. All I do is click on them of the people that want to talk to me. And a good part of them are want to condemn gays, but they don't want to explain it. I'm asking you to explain it if you want to talk to me. How about it, people? Isn't it time that you started to explain it? And if you really don't know, isn't it time that you invite people that know what they're talking about? I know what I'm talking about. Plus, God has given me the authority to speak on this issue. And He's given me the anointing, as it were, to lay hands on you and heal you if you're sick. And if you just won't listen, I could do more than that in the power of God. Come on, people. Gay is not sin, and Jesus is not asking the gay person to change and be straight. Hey, though, but by the way, if you don't know Jesus right now, turn to Him. Say, Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God, and forgive me of my sins. A simple prayer gets you saved. Hey, you got an ailment. Are you hurt in some place? Is something physically wrong with your body? Do you have cancer? Do you have something you want to get healed of? Put your hands out towards your monitor there. In the name of Jesus, be healed.